Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Today's episode, I want to talk about a soft life. This is literally my entire For You page. And if you guys haven't seen it yet, it's pretty much the song that's like, I'll take a soft life. And then it's a bunch of photos of that person's idea of what the words quote unquote soft means. And I think that's why I like this trend so much, because every single one I've seen is so different. One will be somebody in the ocean in every single picture. And then one will be somebody just doing their daily routine. And then one will be somebody traveling. And I think that's kind of the point of it, is that everybody has a different version of what soft is for them. And obviously that's just very fitting for everything that I talk about on the podcast, because ever since I started, I just share things that work for my life to hopefully inspire you guys for your day-to-day life. And maybe you'll only take away one thing from the whole episode, or maybe your takeaway is that you're completely different from me and there's nothing that I say that you want to add into your life. That's totally fine. I'm always here for being different than everybody, because I feel like everybody's so unique and there's no two people in the world with the exact same interests and needs as the next. So yeah, I'm going to share all of my necessities to have the quote unquote soft life in today's episode. And I'll also share kind of like what that means to me, the soft life. But before we get into that, we'll go through my not your typical obsession, dislike, and word of the week. And then I also wanted to say that this is crazy. I woke up on, I think, Thursday last week, and Cosmopolitan actually posted an article that was like the 5 wellness podcasts that can make you feel better. And Not Your Typical was on there, which is just insane. So just quickly at the beginning, I wanted to say thank you guys so much for all the support that you've given the podcast. I like don't even know how to thank you guys, because there's just nothing that I could say that would thank you enough. I'm just so grateful that I have a group of very uplifting supporters that just get it. You know, if you're on this podcast, I feel like you just get it, and it's just a positive vibe. So I couldn't thank you guys enough for everything that you guys do for me, and it just makes me feel happy. It's one of the biggest happy parts of my life, and I seriously can't thank you guys enough. So that was freaking cool. Very like proud of myself moment, proud of the podcast moment. But let's get into my obsession of the week, which is actually something super simple, but has made a really big difference in the cozy level of our house. And it's something that I've done as a treat for myself after we clean. You guys know Hunter and I were not the first people to wake up every single day and tidy the house. Like, I actually hate cleaning with a passion. I don't think it's fun. I don't get excited to clean. The only thing is I get excited to like put a podcast on and like the after feeling of cleaning, but the actual act of it just sucks for me. So I have to kind of convince myself to do it for different reasons. And one of the reasons lately has been simmer pots. We put on a simmer pot after we clean, usually on a Sunday. And I've always heard of simmer pots through like Pinterest and stuff, but I never tried one. And it's actually so easy. You literally take a pot and you put water in it. And I've been cutting up an apple, cinnamon sticks, and putting maple syrup in it. You can also do like a scoop of pumpkin. And it actually makes your entire house smell like you just baked, which I don't even know what that smells like, because I've never baked an apple pie or anything, because I don't have the patience to do that. But seriously, I feel like it's better than candles, because it legit makes your entire house smell good. And that's the goal. So I've been doing a bunch of simmer pots. So easy. You can leave them on for like an hour. I don't even have an actual simmer pot. I just use like the regular pot that I make spaghetti in, and it works perfectly fine. So shout out to a girl named Hunter that I follow on Instagram. I saw her post about it and I tried it. I've also seen Michelle Reed do it, and I'm definitely a simmer pot girl now, which I never thought I would be because I feel like it's just so wholesome and like cozy. And yeah, it just seemed like a bigger task than it actually is. And I love them. So that was my obsession this week. I guess another obsession too that I wanted to mention was that last week I talked about how I'd been feeling kind of down, but I am very proud of myself for sticking to what I knew would make me feel better and get out of that feeling. And obviously as a woman, like every single month is going to feel almost exactly the same. Like there's going to be one week that you overthink. There's going to be one week that you feel more emotional. And then the next week you start to feel better. That's inevitable. But I do feel like there's certain things that we can control and do for our life that helps even the weeks that we feel like crap. So because I know that, I really stuck to those things this week and genuinely feel a million times better than I did the week before I recorded. So ever since I recorded on Tuesday last week, I've been just focusing on it and I feel really good. My word for this week, oh, I have to do my dislike. Almost forgot. This is a really big dislike. My dislike this week is that Coco had freaking fleas. So sad for Coco. We were feeling, I don't know, like, you know when your dog just is sad, so it just makes you so sad. So that was hard. And then on top of it, the second thing, which obviously second most important, but it was a huge issue for us as well, because we had to obviously get the entire house flipped upside down, which doesn't really sound that big of a deal. But when your dog has fleas, you have to disinfect and clean your entire house to bottom to top more than you ever have. Like, it's not just like a normal Sunday reset. This is like, you have to take off every single piece of cloth around the house that your dog has ever touched and clean it and disinfect it. And oh my gosh, it was like such a frustrating situation. And not only did that happen once, but we took her back to the same beach that we're pretty sure she got the fleas from, and it happened again, all in 1 week. We took her to the vet and she got rid of everything. She ate the chew that she like had to get rid of the fleas. She only had like one flea on her, literally, but because they can spread or whatever, we had to disinfect everything. So that was the pit of the week. It literally sucked. And not only that, but I was like, oh, poor Coco, like she literally has fleas, but she's totally fine and she feels so much better. So thankfully that's over. It was just very frustrating. At least we have a very clean house after that. But then we got super behind with all of our laundry because we had to be washing a million sets of sheets and the couch cushions. It's just been a lot. So yeah, hopefully you guys will never have to deal with that in your life. It reminds me of the TikTok trend where it's like talking about how you're already at hell when someone's like, go to hell, and you're like, I'm already there. That's how it felt all week. But other than that, we're good. My word for next week is going to be efficient because we're going to Arizona on Saturday morning, which I'm so freaking excited for. We're going home for like a Halloween party and just to be home with family. We haven't been home in a while and it's our favorite thing ever to go home. So very excited about that. We're going to go to a Suns game and I just want to get all my work done before so I don't have to think about it. We are staying in a really pretty Airbnb. It's going to be a vacation week and we're staying there for 7 days, so I cannot wait. I love Arizona, you guys know that. And we're going to have a very efficient week. But let's talk about the actual topic, the soft life that I definitely feel like is my goal in life. I have always pictured myself as the opposite of the word soft. I feel like I have a very outgoing personality, very extroverted, very loud, always laughing, always being silly, always trying to make jokes. And just growing up, I felt like that wasn't what I would consider like a soft life. It was the opposite. Like, I've always been super energetic. And I think that I've just realized throughout the years that that's what makes me very extroverted when I'm with people. I always say my personality just comes alive and I love socializing. I love chatting to everybody around me. And I just wouldn't consider myself quote unquote chill. But I've realized a lot that when I'm alone, that's when I do feel chill. And I think that's why my routine is very chill. Like, I wake up and I just feel very slow. I do the things like journal, I make my coffee, I make my breakfast, I take time on my skincare, showering, picking out an outfit, going to the gym. Like, the things that I do on the daily, I'd say are more chill because when you have that on switch, like when I am socializing, I feel like you have to have the off switch. So I guess that's almost a introverted tendency as well, to be able to recharge when you're alone. But I actually feel like I recharge when I'm with people. And then when I'm alone, I'm almost more tired maybe. So that's why I have that more chill personality. I don't know. But I think too, just this trend of a soft life to me is just like a relaxing life, not taking anything too seriously and just simplifying everything. That's the word that I love. Simple. Ever since I first started my podcast, I have always said there's nothing groundbreaking I'm going to share in every episode. I'm not going to say this is the key to life. This one habit you're going to do is going to change your life. This one thing is going to make your fitness journey so much easier. This one thing is going to make you happier. That's just not really how I view life. I think it's just more simple than that. It's the simple things we do every single day, the 1% better that we can do every single day. And that's just what makes me feel better. And even when I think back to when I first started my podcast, this was like 2 years ago, like actually to the date. In October, 2 years ago, I remember thinking, I want to start a podcast that's so realistic to my life that it's almost boring. And it's so not repetitive, but just so me that I feel like every single episode that I come out with just shares exactly how my week-to-week life is. And if you listen to every single episode, you know that it's pretty constant. And I feel like I'm always saying to my friends and everything that having a simple life is not a bad thing. And sometimes I feel like the boring friend that's like, oh, I don't really have like much to share. Like when we all hang out and everyone's like, okay, like what's going on in your life and what's different? And I'm just like, there's not much going on. There's not much different from the last time I saw you. And I think that's totally fine. I just like that. Like, I feel like it's calming to me to have a routine. And I have definitely put an effort the past couple of years to be more adventurous and do things, push myself out of my comfort zone. But the core of my life, I'd say, is very calm and chill. So I wrote down 7 different things that I feel like I work on in the weekly life that I don't really talk about on the podcast. That's a little different than the normal reasons why I talk about things on the podcast. Like, these are definitely feel good habits to me, but they're things that almost focus on just to set a vibe in my lifestyle. And the vibe that I'm obviously going for is that chill vibe, the soft vibe. So 7 things. The first one is having conversation starters. I think the reason why I have to focus on something like this and have conversations in my head is because when I'm out and about, I'm such a music person. I have headphones in my ears 24/7. If I'm going on a walk, I have headphones in. If I'm at the gym alone, I have headphones in. If I'm at the grocery store, if I'm driving, I just always am listening to music or the occasional podcast, but most of the time it's just music. And I think that when I take the headphones off and I'm actually in the moment, and whether that's when I'm walking and I'm in nature, I'm passing people saying hi, it gives me a different feeling. And yes, there's always a time and a place for everything. And I genuinely love music and I love being in my own bubble and putting on my headphones and just like escaping in that sort of way. So I still do that 90% of the time. But I just feel very happy when I socialize with people around me. And I think that's why, like, I'm always trying to chat with the Starbucks worker, or if I go to the gym and I'm stretching, sometimes I'll take my headphones off while I'm stretching. And I think it's just more of an approachable vibe when you are welcome to conversations. Like, yes, there's always going to be days that we're all rushing and we don't have time to chat. Maybe those are the days we wear the headphones and you give off that vibe, whatever. But I do think, like, on the day-to-day life, I take time to stop and just chat around with people. And this can also be in your social life. I feel like I love the friendships that you can hang out with zero social battery, sit on the couch, scroll, maybe watch a show, watch YouTube. But again, time and place for everything. I also love chatting. And I think that I just always have little conversation starters in my head so that I know what I want to chat about. And maybe this is a little bit of like an anxiety thing, like a social anxiety thing, where almost preparing what you want to talk about with people. But one of the conversation starters that when I'm in public, I feel like I use a lot is, what job do you do? Like, I'll just ask somebody, oh, what do you do for a living? And that always will kind of take it where it needs to be taken, whether they talk about their job, whether they talk about if they like it or not, their passions, maybe they have a side job. It's always just nice. I was just at a coffee shop and I was waiting for my friend Nat to show up, and there was this couple next to me that had a dog that looked exactly like Coco. So obviously I started with that and I was like, oh my God, I have the exact same dog at home. And then we started talking about what they do for work. And it turned out they did the exact same thing as me. And she also does events in Scottsdale. And she is really big on mindset and all this stuff. So you just meet more people. And I walked away from that conversation being like, wow, what the heck? Like, I just met somebody that does exactly what I do. And it just felt like very satisfying, I guess. So I'm definitely trying to converse more in my life and just be more social. It makes me feel good, especially living in a state where I'm not running into people from high school all the time, running into people that maybe I cheered with or something. It's like more lonely, I think, when you remove yourself from that sort of connections. And all I can do being here is try and make those connections, you know? So that's one thing. Before we keep going, I want to talk about ZocDoc really quickly. I've talked about them before because they're one of the sponsors on the podcast. I actually just recently had an ear infection very randomly. I've never had one before in my entire life. And having ZocDoc there to be able to help me is one of the things that I'm very grateful for in my life. So I wanted to share them to you. I think that's what really makes me a fan of ZocDoc is how accessible it is. And it's just there whenever you need them. If I stub my toe, if I have a really bad migraine, if I am waking up feeling nauseous, if I have an ear infection, I know that I have somebody that I rely on. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patiently reviewed, that take your insurance, and are available when you need them. And they also treat almost every single condition under the sun. You guys can go to ZocDoc.com/typical and download the ZocDoc app for free. Once you download it, then you can find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available actually within 24 hours. That's spelled ZocDoc.com/typical, TYPICAL, ZocDoc.com/typical. Thank you, ZocDoc, for sponsoring today's podcast, and let's get back into it. And then another thing is to have inspiration and ambition for life. And I remember multiple times in my life where I was like, I don't really know, like, what am I passionate about? What excites me? And I would honestly say the biggest tip I have for this is to write down a list literally on your piece of paper or in your phone notes of every little thing that you like anything you can think of, or keep it a running list, like have a list open on your phone where if you think of something that you just literally loved for some reason, write it down on the list. It can be as small as going and getting a certain Starbucks drink. It could be going to this certain spot on the beach, lookout. Maybe it's a nature walk. Maybe it's a certain restaurant, literally anything. And I think that when you do that and you write a list, you'll be able to kind of see a common theme. Like, is it you like socializing? Is it you love going to different coffee shops? Do you love going on adventures? Do you love going and having a workout routine? Like, you'll find what you are passionate about just through your daily routine. And that's another thing. You can't really look at other people's inspirations and passions to find your own, because we're all so different and we all live a different life. And literally the answer is right in front of you. It's just hard to tune into that. But once you do, I feel like that's what makes you excited, motivated. And it's just an easier tool to get more positive, I guess, when you first wake up in the morning. I always feel very positive when I'm like, this is the purpose I have. I love helping people. And it doesn't have to be your job. It could be personal. It can be, what's your passion for yourself? Do you really care about your health? Do you really care about your mental health, your mental clarity, your friendships in your life, your family? It can be so many different things. There's not one way to do it. I just feel like all the people that I admire in my life are very driven and ambitious people. And it's like, maybe they're doing it for a bigger reason than just like making the bed so that it's not dirty. You know, they're a personal trainer because they really want to help other people. Or my mom, like, she's such a good mom because she cares about her kids. Like, I don't know. When I admire people, I just feel like it's because they're moving through their life with a purpose. Another one I wrote down is having a cozy vibe in my life is what makes me feel my best. So I wrote down some things that help make me feel more cozy. And yes, these are going to be like things, like literal things that you can purchase. So obviously you don't need every single thing on this list. You don't need anything on this list. These are things I just already have in my life that I feel like make a really big difference. So the first thing is my Hatch alarm clock. I love it because, one, it plays sounds at night for me to fall asleep, which is so nice for me because I have such a busy mind and I'm definitely like an overthinker. So having something like rain, or you can put ocean sounds, it's so nice. And then on top of it, the alarm clock gradually wakes you up and you get to set whatever song you want to play in the morning or sound. And I think the gradual wake up, it mimics the sunrise. So it starts to get lighter and lighter and lighter in your room, and it naturally helps you wake up. And I find that that just sets my day up in a different positive way than anything else, because it's not alarming. I just love it. Probably my favorite purchase of the entire year. Another thing is candles. I love having candles all around my house. I like the vibe that they set. Like at night, having my house lit up with candles feels really nice, just in terms of like the vibe. And then also, obviously, they smell amazing, and you don't have to spend a lot of money on candles. You can go to Target, you can go to Home Goods, you can probably go to Goodwill. And I also have an essential oil little machine in my bathroom for when I take showers. So I think just like really trying to touch all the senses, you know, having a smell that smells good, having the vibe, like with your lighting kind of more down, or with candles, and even like the alarm clock, like the gradual wake up, just having the vibe set in every single department. And even like aesthetics, I love aesthetics. I love when my house feels cozy. I like that my home decor represents me. And another thing I put was like cozy blankets. I love having a blanket that's actually soft that I want to cuddle up with. I love tea every single night, having a tea selection too. Like some nights I pick peppermint, some nights I pick chamomile, sleepy time tea, raspberry tea. Like I just like having the option, so that's really nice. I like skincare. I feel like I do skincare because it feels really good, and I feel like it's a relaxing time of my day. I recently did just go to a facialist, and she was talking about how there is a lot of products at Sephora and stuff that is kind of like BS, honestly. Like a lot of products can't be too strong, obviously, because you can't legally sell product that could possibly harm your skin. So it's going to be kind of minimal. And I just honestly think of skincare as an act rather than, oh, I'm going to put this product on my skin and it's going to fix all of my skin issues. That's not the case. And I'll just do like really minimal clean skincare products. I know it's not going to upset my skin, but is it going to make me wake up and have the glowiest skin in the world? No. For me, that's a lot of internal stuff that helps my skin rather than like the outside. And even keeping up with the facials is something I'm going to start doing, and just wearing my SPF every single day. But skincare is just an act to me. And I think that's also kind of nice to know that some skincare brands, just because they're so expensive, does not mean that they work better. Like you're just buying a name brand, which is essentially the same thing as like Bottega. You know, like there's Bottega earrings that are $1,000 that are gold plated, but you can go on Amazon and also get the exact same look of earrings that are gold plated, like for $20. So I feel like I just really focus on my life, things that genuinely make me feel good. I don't care about how much they are. I don't care about the name brand. I don't care about what it looks like. Like if other people have it, it's just genuinely like what makes you feel better in your life. So having those skincare products that feel good, maybe having a gua sha, buying my favorite matcha, having the tea kettle, my favorite mugs, candles. There's nothing wrong with wanting to treat yourself. And I feel like I do spend most of my money on things that make me feel good. Like my biggest expense is probably my gyms, and then probably my grocery bills, my home stuff. And those are just things that I want to spend my money on. There's some people who love to travel the world because it makes them feel really good and inspires them. I love that. And like, that's obviously not what I do, but I'm not going to judge other people for how they spend their money. So yeah, just finding what makes you feel the best and investing in yourself, whether that's time, treating yourself to things. And there's no right way to do a soft life. So my journal prompt this week is going to be, what's a soft life to you? Obviously going to be very different than all of my stuff, but I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I love you guys. Hope that you're walking away with some sort of inspiration. And if you guys have any topics that you guys want me to talk about in the future, let me know. Just want to say again, thank you guys so much for all of your support and tuning in, especially if you listen to the end. Like, I can't believe you got it this far. So it means a lot to me. I hope you guys have the best week, and I will talk to you guys next week.